Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. I'm Bill Shishko, and I'm honored to be your host for another edition of HealthWise. Well, you've been listening to HealthWise, and you're convinced that you need to take better care of yourself. So, you've resolved to get more sleep and to begin your morning with 16 ounces of water to help you hydrate. You'll park farther away from your destination so that you can get more exercise by walking, and unless you're going up too many stories, you'll take the stairs instead of the elevator or the escalator. Along with your morning coffee, you'll have eggs or oatmeal or whole grain cereal for breakfast, or you might consider intermittent fasting several days a week. You're going to be more careful with your diet, salads, and skip the high-fat dressings. More fish, get those omega-3s. Cut down on the simple carbs, but you'll still enjoy pasta once in a while. Less sugar, more protein, Mediterranean diet, suits you fine. But what about vitamins? What about supplements? Your doctor assures you that if you have a good diet, you don't need them, but you're not so sure. You've read enough to know that most people don't get all the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients that they need from the food that they eat. And so much food is processed, and that doesn't help. And you just don't eat all the fruits and the vegetables that you know you're supposed to have. And frankly, you don't want to be obsessed with your diet so that all you can think about is whether you've eaten or drunk enough of whatever to give you the vitamin this and the vitamin that that you need. And you've heard from so many others that their health really improved when they took dietary supplements. But see, where do you begin? What vitamins should you be taking and why? Are some vitamin brands better than others? What quantities do you take? I know I need enough in my diet, but I'm afraid I'm taking too much. Have you ever thought like that? What about minerals? You've heard that you can take too many of them and actually do more harm than good. And will they interact with the medications that you're taking now? Will they be good for you if you're pregnant? Will they help you if you're going through menopause? Or could some of these things even make your symptoms worse? You're older now. How does that affect what you should or shouldn't be taking for vitamins and supplements? And let's turn that around. What should you be giving your children every day to give them the most help in school where they are surrounded by germs? And you know that they eat a lot more junk than you want them to eat. They cannot be getting the nutrition that you know they need. So you want to get the vitamins, the minerals, and the other supplements that you need, but you can't spend a fortune. You need some guidance from someone who knows what he or she is doing. What does a well-stocked vitamin cabinet look like? Well, that's what we're going to be considering on today's edition of HealthWise. We could call it, if you want, Vitamins, Minerals, and Supplements for Dummies. But that's a little bit demeaning, and you really don't have the time to read a whole book. So we're simply going to call it the Well-Stocked Vitamin Cabinet, and in less than 30 minutes, you'll know exactly what that looks like and why. So here is your quick road to better nutritional health. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical's nutrition department brings you into the fascinating world of vitamins, minerals, superfoods, herbs, teas, and every kind of natural health support that you can imagine. And there you will meet Rachel, 110 Pharmacy and Surgical's always helpful nutritional consultant. She herself will provide natural health support for you as she opens up from the wells of her understanding to answer your questions. And we invite you to call Rachel with your questions about the well-stocked medicine cabinet. She knows what you need. Our live call-in number is 631-955-5400. That's to be on the program, 631-955-5400. And remember, you can text your questions anytime. Put it under HealthWise in your mobile device and put in this number, 516-367-0391. There's your HealthWise hotline, 516-367-0391. You can text any nutrition-related questions that you have, and we'll pass them on to Rachel for you. Hey, Rachel, welcome again.
Visit. Hi, Joe.
It's good to have you with us on HealthWise today. We're going to have fun with this
Very
one.
Very exciting.
Okay, let me, this is not me, but try to imagine that this is me, okay? I come to you at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. I don't know a thing about vitamins and minerals and supplements, but I am convinced that they can help me.
That's a good start.
Yeah, okay, well, you're looking and you're hearing me. You know that my health could be better. I do tell you I'm a little bit more tired than usual, a few more aches and pains. I could also be a little bit more alert. But I don't know a thing about the stuff that's in all these bottles and boxes that are in your nutrition department. But I do want to develop a well-stocked vitamin cabinet. Please help me.
And I just run screaming from the room. But actually, there's a couple of questions that we always ask someone who's asking for, even people who are already taking some supplements. We always ask, are you taking any medication?
Okay.
The basics, cholesterol medication, blood pressure medication. Blood thinners are a little bit of a problem, but most of them are not a big deal. You can find supplements that are created for people who are taking the basic medications. Psychotropic medication, medication for depression, anxiety, things like that. You need to be a little careful about herbs, but you can still, they can still, people like who aren't taking that, which is a lot of Americans, probably a lot of people all over the world, can still take a good supplement of some kind, like a multi and some other things.
Okay.
And then we ask if they've had a physical blood test. Do they want to talk about the blood test results? Does anything concern them? A lot of times fatigue, like unexplained fatigue, and I know this personally, can be tied to sometimes very bad and sometimes very mild. You just need to know. That's why I need blood tests, hypothyroidism, you know, lazy thyroid. It starts to happen to a lot of us after 45, 50. So those are the kind of thing, questions that we ask. And you also, you said something very important, that you are convinced that they could help you. I don't know that I need for the customer to be convinced, but I would like for them to be open-minded. We're trying to give them something that's really going to help, and we're going to give them something for the best possible price. However, we are probably not going to give them the commercially easily available brands. We like something like what I would call a medium-priced, better brand.
Yeah, that's important. And probably at some point you can develop that a little bit. You ask about diet, Rachel?
Always.
Yeah.
Well, some people say I have to have a multivitamin. People have been coming to me for years. I never took a multi, you know, because they take a number of other things separately and they always ask, do you eat a lot of dark green vegetables and hopefully fruit, and do you eat a lot of lean protein?
Okay.
And if the answer to both of those things is an immediate yes, then I'm like, you probably don't really need the multi. You're taking a lot of other pills. If it's someone who's obviously looking a little tired, feeling a little listless, has taken maybe a little bit of a nosedive energy-wise, I recommend, you know, a multi then.
Yeah, that's probably where most people should start with their medicine cabinet, is a good multivitamin.
I think it might be a good place to start, yes. You know, multivitamins were not created to make you feel like you're going to conquer the earth. They were created to actually keep you from approaching malnutrition.
Okay.
You know, you mentioned the thing about kids eating a lot of junk food. It's not just kids.
Yeah.
A lot of people eat more than one meal in a fast food restaurant a day. So, and listen, you could probably get some nutrition from those meals. I don't want to be a total, you know, drag, but you'd be better off, you know, having a multivitamin if that's what your daily routine is like. Have a little multi there.
Rachel, without mentioning specific brand names, what is the difference between the multivitamins that you sell at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical and the kinds of things people can pick up when they're going to their local CVS or Rite Aid or Walgreens?
There's a couple of brands that I sell that are also at CVS or Walgreens, and, you know, everyone needs to be able to afford these things. So that's one thing I can say. But for the most part, I recommend a multivitamin, almost any vitamin that comes from a better, let's say, health food store style brand, because I know a lot of the people in the business, and anyone who sells nutrition knows about the companies that they're selling. And you never sell just one brand. Anyone who's selling just one brand is probably in a multi-level marketing scheme. So you want someone who really knows a little bit about nutritional and who knows which brand is best for which customer. There's some brands that base all of their vitamins in whole food extracts, and some of them even claim that they are entirely whole food. If you look at the information that they provide you with, and they can't really lie about it, you can see that they are telling you the truth. Other people might need a vitamin that comes from a laboratory. There's nothing wrong with that. It's extremely well-balanced. It's made to be easily absorbed, which a lot of commercial are not. And that's why you want one that comes from a really better brand.
That's
one major commercial multivitamin that is almost never absorbed.
So there's where we're going to start, a good multivitamin.
Yes. You want me to tell you which is a good multivitamin? Am I allowed to say brand names?
You sure can.
I have a lot of people over 65 and a lot of people under 20. There you go. So it's a good multivitamin for anyone. On a particular multivitamin, which I love, it's called Multi One.
Okay.
And it's from Blue Bonnet Vitamins. It comes with or without iron. They're an excellent company, extremely trustworthy. Many times they are, almost always in vegetarian capsule, and that is a laboratory-created vitamin, easily absorbed, great, not super high, but a great, nicely developed B complex in that vitamin.
And that's called what again?
Multi-One.
Okay.
By Blue Bonnet Vitamins. Really fabulous product. I can't recommend it highly enough.
It's a commercial program. We can mention, we may, we are permitted to mention.
Well, we're selling a lot of it at my store here, 110, and also Matt sells a lot of it at one Cottage. So
the Cottage Farms.
We're advertising for us, and also, listen, we're advertising because we want you to know about good products that are good for you.
So. Exactly. We're trying to be of help. So, Rachel, let's talk about the specific vitamins. You know them. Why would people take, say, a vitamin A or B6 or B12 if they're taking the multivitamin?
I'm going to tell them, I'm not going to go A to B. We'll never get off, and you'll interrupt me at the end and throw me off the air, so that's fine. But vitamin A, you shouldn't have too much of it, but you should have one that is easily absorbed. There is some debate about entirely beta-carotene as your vitamin A. You might want something that is retinal palmitate as well as beta-carotene combo. And you really don't need more than 10,000, I believe it's IUs, extra.
Okay. Yeah, believe it or not, I know from someone...
Want to know what that's good for?
Yeah, well, please tell
everything,
us.
Everything, including fighting colds.
Okay.
Vitamin A is a very overlooked vitamin in terms of your immune system.
But don't overdo.
No, you shouldn't overdo with vitamin A. It can cause some problems if you have too much. It can cause even more problems if you don't have enough.
Yeah.
So about 10,000 IUs, that's really not a lot. It sounds like a lot. It's not.
It isn't. Yeah, no, I was going to say, someone I knew who ran a health store years ago actually had a customer who just bombarded his body with carrots. And the pigment of his skin began to change. Yeah, sure. So be careful. Okay, I want to let you go with the vitamins. You got a couple more minutes here. You can do B, C, D.
Oh, well, you need your B complex, and we've talked many times about B complex. So I think I prefer a complex. And almost always you need some additional B12. And what do you need that B for? You need that B for energy production, use of energy, brain health, heart health, very important for the health of your heart and homocysteine balance in your body. And anybody who's ever been to a cardiologist knows exactly what I'm talking about. And many cardiologists do recommend a B. And then you're going to need a little extra B12 because they don't put very much, and it should be absorbed sublingually in your mouth. You can just let it dissolve under your tongue, or you can chew it, whatever your little heart desires, but you need some. And let me see what else you want.
A couple things
so
about vitamins
you like.
Bees. We actually have a whole program on this
we
called The Blessing of the Bees. Two of them, that's right. But B vitamins wash out of your system more quickly,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Along with vitamin C, our next step.
So what about with B vitamins, when do you, I gather you're better to take these more than once a day?
You can take them more than once a day. You can also take one that's easily absorbed. It's often called a methylated or converted B, coenzymated B. We can take it with food in the morning. I recommend that, actually.
And some in the evening as well?
If you have a physical issue of some kind.
Okay.
Take it again in the afternoon. Don't take these right before bed.
Okay, don't take them before bed.
Make you too alert.
And you mentioned vitamin C before I so rudely interrupted you.
Never would be rude.
What were you going to say about vitamin C?
Oh, I think that we need we just did, you know, ABC, actually, and ABC is really important. So vitamin C, you have to have some kind of supplementation of, unless you're drinking juices that are high in vitamin C, they're usually also high in sugar, so I doubt that you are. Some people actually are very sensitive to vitamin C, so I'm not going to say that everyone has to, like, dose themselves heavily with it. There's actually a form of allergy to vitamin C supplementation, in which case we encourage them to get it from food as much as possible. And dark green vegetables have a lot of vitamin C, not just oranges, lemons, and limes, and grapefruits. So you can get vitamin C from a lot of interesting sources. So, like, kale has a lot of vitamin C in it, everyone's favorite superfood. But if you're going to do a supplement, try and do one that is easily absorbed. It doesn't have to be buffered. Ascorbic acid is fine if you don't have a problem with acidity, because it is the perfect form of vitamin C. And I know you're dying to ask me about rose hips and bioflavonoid additions.
Well, actually, it is interesting, the difference between ascorbic acid and rose hips are the natural things. Maybe there isn't.
Well, it's ascorbic acid with rose hips.
Okay.
The reason that you put the rose hips in there is because it is a food source, and it is a food source that is naturally very high in vitamin C. When you take a manufactured laboratory version of vitamin C with a food source that is high in vitamin C, you absorb it much more perfectly. That's why it's there.
Excellent. We're talking with Rachel, and you see what I mean about Rachel. She is an encyclopedia of this, and we're just beginning. We'll be back. We'll let Rachel catch her breath while you hear this message about 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies, but that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies, and don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you, my guest Rachel, our nutritional consultant. We're dealing with the well-stocked medicine cabinet. If you'd like to be on the air with your questions, 631-955-5400. In most cases, you'll text your questions. We'll pass them on to Rachel, 516-367-0391. Put that under HealthWise, 516-367-0391. So, Rachel, we've talked about multivitamins. We've gotten through vitamins A, B, and C. What about D, vitamin D?
So important.
Okay. Why and how do we get it?
There's a feeling that many doctors are over-prescribing vitamin D. Not ladies in health food stores or men in health food stores, but doctors are over-prescribing vitamin D. But I would say a dose should always be D3. I prefer for it to come from a fish oil source because it's more easily absorbed and utilized. And you can check that on your label when you buy your vitamin D3. And about between 1,000 and 2,000 IUs a day is a nice way to keep your vitamin D level up there. If you're very low, your doctor is going to give you 50,000 IUs once a week. I say go ahead, do it for a month, and then go back to taking. You can even take 5,000 IUs a day safely, but 2,000 IUs.
Yeah, and this one, if I'm right, may not
be. So important for so many things.
Oh, yeah, especially in the winter months.
Yeah, exactly.
This one may not be in your medicine cabinet if you're using it as I do in the cod liver oil, which in the lemon flavor, it's not like... Not like your mom's cod liver oil. That's going to stay in the refrigerator, right?
You get a nice amount of vitamin D with it. If you're low, you're going to need to supplement with a little bit more than just the vitamin D that you get in the regular cod liver.
Really? Okay.
And you take from the same company I mentioned before. Yeah. I like their fish oil-based.
Yeah, okay.
Very, very good. Very good, clean product. And that's an important way to get it.
Now, what about E, vitamin E, for the medicine cabinet?
E has gone out of fashion a little bit. It was huge when I was young. I remember people took it for everything. But it's very important for your circulatory health, cardio health, and for, it's great for your skin and your hair and your nails. It's also a healer. It's also used as a natural preservative in many natural products. Vitamin E is pretty cool, and it should have mixed tocopherols, and if you can get it that way, with mixed tocotrienols. Life Extension makes an excellent product called Gamma E.
Okay.
Life Extension Vitamins, and the product is Gamma E.
Gamma E.
It's a great product. I highly recommend it. It's great for your heart. Great for you.
Rachel, what about vitamin K? Now, that doesn't help with clotting, right?
No. Vitamin K does help you to clot. There are a lot of people who are afraid of vitamin K because they are on blood thinners, and I recommend that they speak to a doctor before they take anything containing vitamin K. Generally, I will ask and just give them things without it. If they want to supplement with it at some point, they can do that separately. It's very important for the health of your bones and all that good stuff. We're going to get to that hopefully in a minute because we're going to talk about minerals.
Well, let's jump.
You need that vitamin K to absorb calcium, magnesium, supplementation for your bones.
Yeah, I think we've mentioned that in a previous show. Let's skip to the minerals, Rachel, and just you talk to us about minerals to be in our vitamin cabinet.
Well, I just mentioned a really important one for everyone. Most people think it's just women in menopause or postmenopausal that need additional calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D and vitamin K, and it's everyone who needs it. And there are a lot of other support minerals that are important for the health of our bones. And, it sounds like, who cares about my bones? especially when you're young. Believe me, as you get older and the fact that you could break something and it would never heal correctly and you would never be able to walk again, it becomes very important.
Sure.
That's an important thing to consider. You keep those bones healthy, you'll be walking, right to the end. And that's important, to walk, to be able to move, to have some range of mobility, some grace. It's important to have a healthy bone structure. Some other minerals that are important also for the body are, like you've written it down here for me, but magnesium is great on its own for your heart and for your muscle health. It relaxes muscles, so if you're feeling all cramped up and sore, take a little extra magnesium. And it really has no harm involved in it. You have to choose your form. It can be very laxative, so you want to choose a form sometimes that is not. And otherwise, you might want to use it as a mild laxative. It's a fantastic thing, magnesium. It's a beautiful thing, and most of us are deficient.
Yeah, my wife and I have taken Rachel's counsel about taking magnesium taurate at night. What a difference that's come.
You can tell. Fantastic for your heart.
Exactly. What's the difference between like magnesium taurate or chelated?
It's chelated. It is chelated. It's chelated. It's taurine. Usually when you chelate something, you bind a mineral to an amino acid, and the amino acid is much more easily absorbed in the body than a heavy substance that comes from rocks, actually. But okay, we all need, my grandma was Irish. She used to say you need to eat a peck of dirt before you die. And meaning that, you're going to get some minerals and some earthy things in your diet that will keep you healthy. But this way we make it very easily absorbed. It's attached to an amino acid. The amino acid is taurine in the case.
All right. Okay, so that's why it's magnesium taurate. Okay. What about some of the other minerals? As our minutes go by here, getting some other minerals.
I like manganese, it sounds like magnesium, but it is not the same thing. Very important for connective tissue health. If you have difficulty with your tendons and ligaments, which most of us do. I have a problem with my back, which causes that pain. It's important to supplement your diet with some manganese. That is not an easy thing to get from food. I forget there's two vegetables that are high in it, but they're not delicious, if you ask me. So I take a little, very small amount. I think it's 3 or 4 milligrams, but I take a little supplementation of manganese. Really great thing to look at if you're having a lot of joint pain. Kids with growing pains, tendon pain from athletics, really healing and healthy thing to take. I know there's some trace minerals that are very important. One of them is selenium, and that's really important for your immune system, your thyroid health, and they say, and I'm willing to believe it, I've looked at a lot of research for cancer research. I think it's really fantastic to prevent it. So,
Rachel, what about iodine? You've got to be curious. You can get it in an iodized salt.
You need iodine. Don't let anybody scare you about iodine. It keeps your thyroid healthy, and it gives you energy. And there's a lot of studies that have been done on diets that are higher in iodine in countries where that diet is consumed. The incidences of breast cancer are significantly lower, significantly, not 2 or 3%.
Probably getting it from fish, the iodine.
And, again, and seaweed-type vegetables. And,
okay.
Kale is a vegetable that has a lot of iodine in it, naturally.
And real quickly, iron and zinc, they're trace and minerals.
We need iron. It's important, but we don't need huge amounts of it unless we have been challenged or have had surgery or unless we have an anemia condition. But some iron is important. One of the things that will happen to you, and it's very rarely discussed, if you don't have enough iron, your hair falls out. So obviously you kind of need iron.
Yeah. Okay.
And I never knew that, and I was in the business for maybe almost 10 years before I knew that. And many people respond very well to a small addition of iron in their diet when they're having this unexplained hair loss thing.
And
so there you go. And you need it, of course, to make red blood cells, which
okay.
is really important. You need to make those red blood cells.
We'll get to zinc a little bit later because our time's running out. Hey, many thanks.
Zinc for your immune system and men for your prostate.
Okay. You see why you want to go to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical and chat with Rachel. You'll find her at 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. That's 110 Pharmacy and Surgical has brought you today's edition of HealthWise. Visit delightful. Step back in time. Do remember when you go there to mention you heard us on WLIE 540. You will receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and also in the nutrition department. Rachel mentioned Bolster Nutrients. Let her tell you about them there or Matt tell you about them at Cottage Pharmacy. They have a toll-free number. You can order any of these things, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963. Mention WLIE 540 AM. You get a 20% discount there, too. Hey, next week, more in the vast world of living wisely in the body God's given you. We'll see you here on the radio next Saturday, 1 p.m., for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963.